Hi, hey, how are you? Did I find your way?
Yes, I'm on my way.
Hi.
Want to talk to you for 3 minutes about this prisoner thing. We've now received, you know, McGovern yesterday accused us of playing politics with the prisoners.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How did he play politics?
Because he just accepted the peacenicks. The peacenik group sent us a telegram on Friday to which we never replied because we don't deal with the peacenik. Which said they had to go back on civilian plans and so forth, which we are prepared to agree to as long as they express their choice to us. But he, McGovern said they're playing politics, we're keeping them in Hanoi, insisting that we can use them for propaganda when they come home. It was an irresponsible statement. Laird hit back last night, and I told him he could do it.
He's the one who should.
Saying it's a despicable act to play propaganda, to make oneself the mouthpiece of the noise propaganda. Now the POWs have sent us a telegram saying they want to go home by civilian plans.
Fine.
So I think we should send them a telegram. We should do two things. One, we should send them a telegram from defense.
They get back there and be destroyed, though. I mean, any people that do this, there's going to be no mercy.
I couldn't agree more.
Or do you agree?
Completely.
I don't believe in any mercy for people that did this to their country.
Because you can't be sure what these poor bastards are exposed to in Hanoi. But anyway, we should send a low-key telegram saying it's their first stop accessible to American officials. An American official will determine their preference. And I don't think we should have a debate with them while they're sitting on the way. Secondly, I think that Ron, that should be issued by defense, that Ron, in answer to the question, should make a very low-key statement today, saying these prisoners, we had only one desire to restore them to their family. We've never had an official word from Hanoi. And if we don't get back at McGovern on something like that, then he's way out on the limb.
Yeah. That's fine, that's fine. But this involves us anyway. This is our decision. I think we can also say that our desire is simply to get return them to family, and we can question what their choice is, and that's the way they'll be done.
That's right.
And that they should not be used for propaganda by anybody.
That's right. And
for them to engage in any propaganda activities would be a great disservice to their.
And it's regrettable that Senator McGovern would choose to comment without informing himself on elementary facts which were easily available to him.
Well, I let him off. I wouldn't have Ron say that. That gets him to the White House. I would simply say that
these are the facts.
I lay out the facts, right? Ron should lay out the facts to the prisoner. He should say, I'm not going to comment on Senator McGovern. I want him to say that. Yeah. So I don't comment. But here are the facts. And lay out the facts. See, that's what I mean.
That's
comment, but say that he isn't commenting.
Right.
This is our policy.
Now, I thought, with your permission, Mr. President, I will really be brutal to them about these prisoners at the beginning.
Well, I was going to say, I didn't know that I had a chance to see this morning.
I thought at first I'd walk out of the meeting. But then, it doesn't serve our purposes now. We're bombing them as hard.
Not if you got that order to Laird.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
He's your.
Does he know that he's giving me a report that I'm going to have Wednesday?
That's
right?
Right.
Did you ask him for a report? That's what gets
me. Right. In writing.
Good.
Because
they've screwed us.
Oh, they've screwed us, but what we have to do the day after the election is to put one man in charge of the air war over there. They have screwed us. They have
Volk in charge.
Maybe put Volk in charge. They have wasted 3 months.
The air war is going to be totally changed because we're going to bomb that goddamn city right in the smithereen.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the kingdom.
That's why I don't think think it's worthwhile to go to
yeah,
the camp.
Come back to what you're going to say to these assholes.
I'm going to tell to these assholes tomorrow. I'm going to say, first of all.
I go in rather than and put on a little act. To lead up, you know, he said, I just had, before I gave him, I just arrived on the plane. One of the most difficult experiences that I've had in my almost 4 years of service in the prison. He called me in. He was outraged. He said, you know, the president is a man who's very patient. He's a man, I can tell you, he doesn't allow emotion to rise and enter into things. But the way you handle this prisoner thing is outrageous. He has told me he doesn't care what happened. If that's the way you want to play, then you have made your choice, and he has other options, and he'll use those options. Put him that way. And he's outraged, and I just don't know what to tell him. Now, I want you to tell me, but we're not going to go forward with this conversation. We have an explanation of what you're done to this person. What do you think? Would that be forward to do any good?
Well, I don't want to give him an ultimatum because he may not be instructed. The first part I should say, definitely, I should say I cannot, I must have, what I thought I would do at the end of the interview. At first I thought I would walk out, but that's wrong because that hurts us more than him right now. Then I thought I wouldn't agree to the second day's meeting.
No.
But all of this is petty stuff. What I do think is.
I just want you to act up.
Yeah. I will say what you said. I said, if you, I want you.
I'm terribly disturbed because to me it was a play of the misery and so forth and a violation of what I understood was our agreement.
And I will say to him, I think the worst mistake you've made time and again is not to take the warnings the president asked me to transmit to you seriously. He warned you about the offenses, he's warning you now about the prisoners. If you continue to play this game, we will know you have made your choice. To us, this is a profound human problem, and we will not tolerate it. Then at the end of the meeting, I thought I would say, I'd agree to another day, but say, I will not come if these prisoners are still in Hanoi at that, so you should just know that.
But you think that the prisoners are just coming back to make a lot of speeches?
Yeah, but I don't think they can count on what these prisoners are going to do.
I mean, he is a...
The basic...
We have information about him. Well,
somebody told me that his daughter was a pot smoker.
That's one. Worse, but nevertheless, we're never going to use it. I don't let anybody use it because I don't want to make him a martyr. We're different. His whole family, one daughter is a pot smoker, the other one is Miranda Hobart Rowan's son. They live out in a pad in Mexico in one of these yippie colonies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so what the crash? I mean, so other people have problems with their families too. So we're not going to raise that. If there's any rationality at all in these people, I said, this will be settled. But I said, the real question is whether there is any rationality, whether in 25 years maybe it's all washed out of them. That's the question, that's on the next level.
But one thing I'm clear about is that after the election, maybe we should take a rest for a week, but then we should start, right?
Well, I'm not sure, we, no, I'm not.
Maybe not even that, but we have.
We can't fool around, we can't let this thing go.
I agree.
We've got to put an ultimatum out and then bomb.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh,
I thought also, Mr. President, if we make any progress this time, Kate might go out there this weekend and talk to Jill to few to make sure we have them before, and also to get our military plans started on the post-election.
Right, good.